Welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose, a new hot, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, guys. Welcome back to the show. Yay, y'all came back. I don't know why y'all came back. No, I'm playing. Hopefully this is helpful. So now listen, we are now on section 2 of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. So last week I started this idea that I was going to break this book down and interpret it for us. So I was like, you know what? I like this. I'm going to keep going with section 2. Section 2 is a little bit longer, so we're going to have to break this up in some parts. And it's titled, 6 Ways to Make People Like You. So this is going to be part 1. I know what you're thinking.
Felicia, why do I have to be the one to make the people like me?
I know, but listen, my whole purpose, why I do this podcast, why I just care so much is because at the end of the day, what I painstakingly have learned in my career is that this whole career journey thing is about mastering your career strategy and playing to win these bags. Okay? Like if you're gonna opt into this, this is what this is. And the only way you play to win is by learning how to up your likability. And let's just be honest, guys, we got a lot of things going against us in this likability thing. Like we walk in the door, people look at us, they don't like us, they don't even know us. We're fighting against some of that stuff, sometimes a lot of that stuff. So today I'm going to start laying out these tactics in this section so we can do just that. But first, corporate warriors. All right, y'all, listen, I feel so bad because I feel like I'm about to mess this woman's name up and she is a corporate baddie. Okay, so Abby Omokohodin. Did I say that right? I probably didn't. Omokodion. Forgive me. And yes, I'm half Nigerian, y'all, but I don't know, okay? I wasn't raised over there. I was raised over here. I never been over there. I don't know. It's not about me. It's about Abby. Let me tell y'all about Abby. Abby is currently the CFO, Programmable Solutions Group at Intel Corporation. Abby runs a multi-billion dollar portfolio of P&Ls within the Internet of Things division at Intel, partnering with operations leaders to drive strategy, grow the business profitably, scale solutions, and activate new markets. Listen, y'all, Abby has an illustrious career in finance. She's been rising the ranks over the course of her career at various Fortune 500 companies such as Merrill Lynch, Ford Motor Company, and GE. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting from the University of Lagos. She has an MBA from UConn and a master's in international affairs from Columbia. Like, Black women love school, and I get it, because we love to learn. So shout out to you, Abby, because not only do you kill it in these corporate streets, but you are also in these servant streets doing the work. Abby serves as one of the executive advisory council members for the African Diaspora Network, which is an organization working to drive economic development throughout the diaspora. So if any of you guys know Abby and y'all want to tag her and say, she said your name wrong, sis, but she gave you a shout out, please do. I really appreciate seeing people like her rise. And these are the type of people, they move it in silence. Like, if you Google her, there's not a lot out there. You know, it's not this big branded thing. But if you know, you know. And I know Abby is doing the damn thing. So cheering you on from over here, girl. Keep doing what you do. Yay! All right, y'all. Now, part two of this book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. This part is titled Six Ways to Make People Like You. So today we're going to do the first three, because doing six in one episode, listen, ain't nobody got all that time. I got to get you the goods and then I got to get you on your way, right? So principle one in this chapter. So there's six. There's six ways or six principles. So the first principle is to become genuinely interested in other people. Huh? I gotta care about other people. Don't nobody care about me. Why I gotta care about these mofos? Okay, so here's the deal. Dale Carnegie says, if you want others to like you, if you want to develop real friendships, if you want to help others at the same time as you help yourself, keep this principle in mind. Now, the problem is Dale don't understand that we ain't really trying to be friends with them people at work, right? So we understand that. And this is the deal, y'all. You ain't got to be friends with these people. But what I will say, how I use this principle, you know how your coworkers be pissing you off because they say and do stupid shit? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. So when I take a step back and I think through, like, okay, let me seek for understanding. This is one of those things where I like start asking questions about that person. Like, I try to connect with them as far as like, what type of human are you? Let me get to know who you are, not who I see you in these meetings acting a fool. Like, I want to know you for myself. And that's how I activate this principle, being a Black woman in these corporate streets. I really want to understand, basically, who am I dealing with? And when you approach it from that angle, when you're like, I'm going to be intellectually curious about my coworkers, it doesn't mean you have to like them. Right? Like, it's not about liking them. It's about understanding them. Because when you get a sense of who they are, how they operate, what pattern of human behavior do they kind of follow, you can start predicting their little silly ass moves before they even have a chance to, like, you know, blindside you. They think they slick, but you was raised by a Black mama, so you already know what this is. So listen, this one is an important one, because when you do meet people that you actually genuinely do like, this really does open the door for friendships too. And you can make friends at work. Like, I want us to take a step back from what we've been taught. We have always been taught like, because you over there trying to be their friend, and then they take what you say and they use it against you, and that's how they do. They ain't never really your real friends. That doesn't hold true, guys. Like, we're in a new day, we're in a new age, and you really need to feel the vibe of somebody and give them a chance. Now, caveat, I didn't say tell these people all your business. What I said was give them a chance. Let your wall down a little bit so you can see them and they can see you. All right. If y'all got questions on that, email me, ask@trillionba.com, because I feel y'all listening to this like, did she just really? Is that? Let go of what you've been taught, because it is not serving you well. Pick up this new, okay? Now, when we get back from the break, I know I'm gonna touch some nerves, because I'm gonna tell y'all to do something. And it's highly offensive to tell y'all to do this, but for real, legit, like, it is the secret weapon when we come back from the break. Hey guys, what's up? Thank you for listening to the show. I want to give you a very special invitation. Listen, in the show notes, there's a link to my Patreon. And quiet as it's kept, I've been working on some special things for my patrons. And I don't want you to miss it. We're talking about new tools and guides. We're talking about getting the exclusive on the ebook that I'm working on. That's actually going to be like a real book. But don't tell nobody just yet because I'm still working on it. But guess who's going to get it first? My patrons. So listen, guys. Thank you for supporting the show. But I'm going to tell you something. This show is expensive. And if you hear me during the ad spot, clearly I ain't sold no ads. So why don't y'all help me out and mosey on over to that Patreon. If this show has helped you get a new job, get a promotion, you know, get your bag, figure it out. Like, come on, hook a sister up. Join the Patreon. We got some new stuff coming. We're going to launch a couple of new things. I can't say it yet. My assistant would be very mad if I told all the things that we're working on because it ain't already yet. But I'm telling you, I'm coming with it. We are driving help through the Patreon. So if you just want to support the show, please sign up. And I appreciate you guys from the bottom of my heart. So all the people who signed up in May got to spend some time with me on Zoom this month. And then we got some more things cooking next month. So join the Patreon, help a sister out, help the show out, support us. And I really thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now back to the show. All right, we are back. Now, guys, don't hurt me, okay? I didn't say this. This man said this. So the second principle is smile. Why? Oh, no, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I'm not necessarily telling you you gotta smile, okay? Okay? Because, you know, the worst thing you could do to us is tell us when and how and what to smile. Like, we are not here for your pleasure world. We will smile when we want to smile. Trust me, I get it. But Dale Carnegie, he owned us something, y'all, because listen. A simple way to make a good first impression. That is the title of this chapter of the principle of smile. Now, I'm not going to read all this to y'all, okay? But basically, what he gathered from these white people that he was friends with, these rich white people, is like, smiling changes the energy. Smiling just opens up everything for you. It don't cost you no money to smile. And at the end of the day, let's say you don't want to smile. Let's say you really pissed off or whatever. Just show your teeth. When you show your teeth, it looks like you're smiling. So just do that. I know it's easier said than done. But listen, your smile is your greatest weapon. Whether you got crooked teeth or not, when you flash them teeth at somebody, it is so disarming. Because how can you be mad at somebody that's smiling at you? Unless they did something mean to you and they laughing about it and then you want to cuss them out, but you can't. Okay, I could see that's a slippery slope. But the point is, chances are, if somebody's smiling at you, it's very hard to like be actively mad. And like, think about it like this. If we're in a meeting and I'm smiling and I'm happy, right? Like I'm like, hey guys, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And then Debbie Downer over here is mad. That just makes them look worse, right? So their energy is icky. People don't like them. And it lowers their likability also while raising yours. So that's one thing you'll always hear me talk about. Like, go into the office, talk about how much you love it here. Be all happy. People want to work with people who want to be there and who are happy to be there. And the best way to show that, show your teeth. Smile. It's that simple, y'all. So now listen, when we get back from the break, I'm going to tell y'all a little story from this book in this last principle. And it's going to be so much fun because it so happens so often when we come back. Hey guys, so I already told y'all about my Patreon in this episode, so make sure y'all come aboard and get these extra things. But let's say you ain't got no money, and I get it, because sometimes we don't have no money. Go to trillmba.com, sign up for our email list. Periodically, I'm going to be giving freebies. I'm going to be updating things. You'll be getting reminders to listen to the show every week. Like, we're going to send you some stuff just for being in our crew. So go over there and sign up and join our community of like-minded people who want to grow in their career. They want to thrive, not just survive, but thrive. So head on over to trillmba.com and holla at your girl, all right? And when you sign up, you get access to all the career freebies. There's some good stuff on there. Some guides, some videos, good things. So I love you guys. Thanks for your support. And let's wrap this thing up. Back to the show. Alright guys, third principle in this chapter before we close out this episode. So the title of this chapter is, if you don't do this, you are headed for trouble. It's like, dang, why I gotta be like that? So Dale Carnegie, he's an interesting character to me throughout this whole thing. Basically, some of this, what he talked about is just like basic, like, being nice to other people, right? Like, that's what it is. So this third principle is, remember that a person's name is, to that person, the sweetest and most important sound in any language. And it's true. You know you like the sound of your name. So basically what I try to do, how I implement this, is I do try to use people's names as often as possible. What that does is that makes them get this feeling that, like, you know them and you like them and they like the sound of their name. And so when you say it, it has this energetic transfer of just good juju that helps build your likability, right? So I love this little story he said. He noticed a woman who worked behind the counter always had a scowl on her face. She had been making sandwiches for about 2 hours, and I was just another sandwich to her. I told her what I wanted. She weighed out the ham on a little scale. Then she gave me one leaf of lettuce, a few potato chips, and handed them to me. The next day, I went through the same line, same woman, same scowl. The only difference was I noticed her name tag. I smiled and said, "Hello, Eunice," and then told her what I wanted. Well, she forgot the scale, piled on the ham, gave me 3 leaves of lettuce, and heaped on the potato chips until they fell off the plate. We should be aware of the magic contained in a name and realize that this single item is wholly and completely owned by the person with whom we are dealing and nobody else. The name sets the individual apart. It makes him or her unique among all others. The information we are imparting or the request we are making takes on a special importance when we approach the situation with the name of the individual. From the waitress to the senior executive, the name will work magic as we deal with others. Y'all better listen to this man. I'm telling y'all. I always try to get people's names and call them by their name, because especially like if it's somebody who is in a position society says isn't important, when you say somebody's name, like that just reminds them of who they are and their humanness.
The most important thing.
And so now, the most important thing is that every human, regardless of background or societal boxes, every human wants to be seen and they want to be heard and they want to feel like they matter. We all want that. And if you want people to treat you humanely acknowledge their humanity, even if you don't like them. No harm, no foul. It doesn't hurt you to recognize this is another human being. And at the end of the day, guys, you never know what people are going through. And what I've learned is usually when people are acting stupid at work, they're going through a bunch of shit at home. And that's why they be an asshole. It ain't even about you. So you know what I do? I smile and I be like, I hope you're having a good day, Bob. I know. It feel like some bullshit. But I'm going to tell you something. The shit works. So now, if you need some help or advice about specific situations that you are going through at your workplace, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either help you answer the question if I know it, the answer, or I can connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. And there will be times that I just don't know, guys. So listen, again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 45-minute consult, and ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. So come back next week to hear the last three ways to make people like you, out of the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. All right, guys, until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.